Hello, I'd like to start the following discussion about the modernization theory and the effects that industrialization had on the image of Americans, aging Americans. When we first started this country, we thrived on cottage businesses, family-run individual skills that each person had, and in that system, neighbors bartered for goods. They would sell some things for cash, but mostly if you had a sack of potatoes and I needed a pair of shoes, and we would trade. Then the industrialization of America came in, and the country started textile industry. And so the youth who were typically working in the cottage industry to help seniors keep the home going or to help the family keep going, all of a sudden could go to the city for jobs and earn cash, and they didn't need to stay on the family farm anymore. So that left the seniors, that left the parents in the cottage industries at home with no young people to do the heavy work as they became seniors, because now they're in the factories with their urban jobs, and that required specialized training. So as the seniors tried to follow the youth into the city for the jobs, they didn't have that specialized training. Now in this system, you need cash to purchase goods. So many elderly were found in the cities unable to support themselves. And so they ended up in poorhouses. And the poorhouses traditionally had been for immigrants and shiftless youth and people like that. Now they were filling up with elderly, and the media had portrayed these poor seniors in this house, these shiftless, with the shiftless youth and all of the immigrants, and it was an outrage that our elderly were ending up there. So we wanted to reform the welfare state and provide for the seniors, and that's really when we enacted Social Security. Today, what you're seeing is that, again, they're wanting to balance the budget and reform the welfare state on the back of the seniors, because the Social Security fund was used to balance the budget. You'll see my explanation of what Ronald Reagan did with the Social Security Trust Fund. And so now, by 2020, they're predicting that the Social Security fund will be broke.